You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Do you sometimes feel that no one knows the problems and difficulties you face? There is someone who cares for you and he wants to help.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Almighty and merciful God, send thy comfort to the lonely, the confused, the brokenhearted, and the despairing. Send thy Spirit into our hearts. Make us penitent and trustful of Jesus, the one who knows our sorrow and suffered for us. As we seek thy help in prayer, let us never doubt thy judgment or question thy ways. Console our hearts with thy promise, that in all things we are more than conquerors, through Him who loved us. In Jesus' precious name we pray, Amen. Every week in our counseling department, we receive letters from many listeners. As we read the mail, we thank God that He has given us the privilege of proclaiming His will and His message of love, hope, and forgiveness. Included in listeners' letters of appreciation are confessions of frustration, hopelessness, and grief. One listener wrote, "I'm 23 years old and confined to a wheelchair since I became paralyzed a year ago." Another explained, "I am a shut-in. I walk with a walker and suffer each step I take." Still another listener writes, "I just got married recently and my life is very unhappy. I pray, but I don't think God hears me." Complicating and intensifying the burdens and grief is the frustration that no one seems to care, as explained by one listener who bared her heart and lamented, "My parents, my brother and sister cannot comprehend what I am saying and how I feel." Television talk shows, late-night radio call-in programs, and newspaper counseling columns provide further evidence of the many lonely, rejected, and forgotten hearts. Parents in rest homes whose children prefer not to be inconvenienced by stopping to visit those who for years had done so much for them. Children who learn that as a result of their parents' divorce, neither their father nor their mother want them. Spouses who work hard for years to make their marriage work, only to experience their partner's rejection. If you today feel rejected and that no one cares for you or understands your problems, then listen to the beautiful admonition recorded in the Bible, which says, "Consider Him, consider Jesus, who has endured such hostility against Him, so that you may not grow weary and lose heart." No, don't ever feel alone in your problems or suffering. There is someone who cares for you, someone who understands suffering from firsthand experience. Were it possible to read a newspaper account of the harassment, rejection, and cruel treatment experienced by Jesus during his public ministry, its blatant unfairness would evoke a sympathetic response from the hardest of hearts and anger even the religiously indifferent. Even though he had done no violence, nor was there any deceit in his mouth, Jesus suffered like no human has ever suffered. But he did not submit to this vicious treatment to become a hero or a martyr, to promote himself, or to get his name in the local newspaper. No, Jesus bore the sin of many and poured out himself to death as a necessary act in order to redeem you and me by the power of his precious blood from the condemnatory guilt of our sins. There was no other way. The Holy Scriptures proclaim, without the shedding of the blood, there is no forgiveness. There is no reason for anyone, young or old, rich or poor, to cry out in despair or to sob in desperation. What can I do? I have no hope. Where can I turn? Just as Jesus announced forgiveness to the prostitute, the Savior can relieve your guilty conscience. Just as the Savior healed the woman with internal bleeding, if it is His will, He can and will heal your illness. Just as Jesus said to the thief hanging next to Him on the cross of Calvary, "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." So also, Jesus has the divine authority to guarantee your entrance through the gates of heaven into paradise eternal. Having a faith relationship with Jesus Christ guarantees you the absolute assurance in the midst of hopelessness and uncertainty that your problems are being handled by someone with perfect knowledge and insight, and by someone who always works things out to benefit those who love Him. Yes, if there is anyone who understands your situation and can truly sympathize with your problems, it is indeed Jesus Christ the Savior. If there is anyone who has the power to help you, it is the beautiful Savior. By divine inspiration, the biblical writer to the Hebrews was correct when he wrote, "For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses. Let us therefore draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace in time of need." Instead of drowning in the sea of self-pity, by the power God is offering you, meditate on the Savior. Have you any doubt that Jesus can help you? If you do, visualize by faith how your loving Savior remained unconfused by Satan's tricks, unimpaired by harassment from his distractors, and unstoppable even by death itself. This is the same person who is reaching out to help you today. Do not reject his love or remain indifferent. No one, including an open-minded atheist, can read the pages of the Bible and remain unimpressed by the compassionate and miraculous acts of the divine and loving Jesus Christ. The unconditional love of the Messiah powerfully overwhelms those who claim that He was motivated by self-interest. Without a moment's hesitation, Jesus' heart went out to those in need. He did not waste His time with those who stubbornly considered themselves self-righteous and better than everyone else. No, instead He identified with the tax collectors, the prostitutes, and those who had experienced failure in life and broken relationships. His heart went out to the lonely, the depressed, the sick, and the dejected. One day, as Jesus was conducting His public ministry, He looked out over the hungry crowd. Jesus said, "I feel compassion for the multitudes, because they have remained with me for 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away hungry to their homes," Jesus said, "they will faint on the way, and some of them have come from a distance." On numerous occasions, the writers of the Gospels observed that Jesus knew and understood the people around him. To this day, he has not changed. Even though you, as a listener, may never have shared your needs and concerns with anyone, even your closest friends, Jesus knows what is on your mind at this moment. He knows what you are going through. As you are tempted to feel lonely, helpless, and as if no one cares, may the Word of God empower you to consider Jesus so that you may not grow weary and lose heart. During the past several decades, as a result of technology, we have been conditioned to expect our wants and desires to be satisfied almost immediately. Instead of building a fire, we have instant heat from our thermostatically controlled furnace. We have instant coffee, instant food, instant film processing. And through long-distance telephone service, we have instant communication with far-removed relatives and friends. No wonder we are frustrated when we fail to experience instant results from a patient and loving Savior. Only through God-given patience can anyone understand that the Lord's answer to our pleas and prayers is frequently delayed in order to accomplish what is best for us. At this hour, Jesus may not be responding to your pleas as quickly as you would like, but He will help you in His own time and in His own gracious and loving way. Like a father who loves his child, Jesus knows what is best for you and exactly when to provide it. Yes, life at times can seem almost too much, and even for a Christian, it is not a sign of weakness to become weary. St. Paul, one of the greatest missionaries the world has ever known, in one situation confessed, "We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired even of life." But St. Paul joyously and triumphantly added, "But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead." Those of you who are preachers, Christian teachers, lay workers, missionaries, and nurses, you may at times wonder whether your labor is of any value. Parishioners hear, but fail to respond to sermons. School children are indifferent and even belligerent toward sincere, earnest, and even sacrificial efforts of teachers. Those outside the faith see the church only as hypocritical, a fraud, and a ripoff. The prophet Isaiah, on occasion, felt the same way as he confessed, "I have toiled in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing in vanity." And yet, as Isaiah considered his gracious, strengthening, and comforting Lord, the prophet proclaimed, "I am honored in the sight of the Lord, and my God is my strength." If you have labored diligently for the Lord, remaining faithful to His word, and yet wonder whether it is of any value, may the promise of God, recorded in 2 Chronicles, minister to your heart at this moment. But as for you, be strong and do not give up, for your work will be rewarded. Yes, Jesus understands your difficulties, especially if others are rejecting you or making your life miserable. Jesus endured such hostility by sinners against Himself. Immediately after His birth, Herod tried to kill Him. Throughout His public ministry, the scribes and Pharisees mercilessly harassed and plotted to take His life. And all the way to the cross, as the mob jeered Him, Jesus endured more hostility than anyone can ever imagine. He was despised and forsaken of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Although the Savior's suffering and death was brutal, it is not to be compared to the death of a convict who yearns for life's end in order to escape the nightmare of inevitable death. For Jesus, the cross was not the end of all things. But for the joy that was set before him, Jesus endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of God. Oh yes, Jesus not only understands and sympathizes with your problems, but every moment of every day, he is at the throne of God interceding on your behalf. Every time you pray, Jesus takes your request to the Heavenly Father. Jesus has the divine power and authority to intercede for you at the throne in heaven because he paid the price. His innocent suffering and death was accepted by God the Father as a worthy sacrifice for your sins. Your sins have been completely and totally forgiven. May I plead with you this day, believe this and experience new life. At the close of his public ministry, Jesus told his disciples that he would no longer be with them. They reacted with fright and anxiety. To calm their hearts, the Savior promised that he would send them a helper, the Holy Spirit. That same Spirit which calmed the troubled hearts of the early disciples and empowered them to serve others is still ministering today. Instead of being anxious, upset, and down, with a repentant heart, prayerfully ask God to send his helper into your life. The power of positive thinking may indeed be helpful, but it is definitely not enough. Relying on one's own inner strength is like a drowning man grabbing onto his own soaked shirt. Trust not in yourself. Trust in God's promise recorded in the Bible, Romans chapter 8. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies. Our bodies require food several times each day. Without it, we become weak and eventually starve. The same is true of our faith. When we neglect regular reading of the Bible, when we fail to take time to listen to the preached word, when we omit daily prayer, when we cut ourselves off from fellow believers, we then cause ourselves to become spiritually weak. The devil's demons of despair then jump upon us. Oh, let God's Spirit strengthen you today as you turn to him with a repentant, heart-insincere prayer. Begin by reading the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is indeed your shepherd. Study and meditate on other psalms. Turn to the Gospel of John. Read it and take notes of what you learn about Jesus, your Savior. If you are not now a member of a Bible-believing and Bible-proclaiming church, check your phone book and call a clergyman. Ask him to visit you or to send someone else. Don't concentrate on your problems. Meditate on the victorious power promised you by Jesus, the one who endured so much hostility by sinners, the one who was crucified on the cross, and the one who rose again from the dead. Find out as much as you can about your loving Savior. When you do this, you will not grow weary and lose heart. Finally, listen to the encouraging word from the Holy Scriptures which proclaim, God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with a temptation will provide the way of escape also, that you may be able to endure it. No, you are not suffering alone. When you are tempted to despair, consider Jesus, who has endured such hostility by sinners against him, so that you may not grow weary and lose heart. You may be facing family problems. Finding a job may be your greatest concern. Unpaid bills may be causing you sleepless nights. Illness may be working endless pain in your body. Even death itself may be crouching at your bedside. But in the midst of any one of these, may I encourage you on the basis of God's divine promises, do not despair. God loves you with a perfect love. At this moment, he is sending an answer. no matter how bad things may seem, because of Jesus' triumphant resurrection from the dead, the future belongs to those who place their trust in Him. Amen.